If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
What is that?
What a welcome to Thick Throat. Thick Threads, the thickest.
No, I said I was going to start off with the banter. Remember?
But I got to get the intro in this episode.
But you can do it after the banter.
Can I practice? It's been a while.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to Thick Threads.
I'm not squinting.
The thickest show on the internet. No. The show where we go down the thickest threads on the internet via Twitter and Reddit. I'm Patrick Clatt.
And I'm Persephone.
It's pretty good.
All right.
Wow, we don't really be doing intros anymore on the show. But shout out to Quincy though, cause he be forcing the intro with them graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Force it right here.
Okay.
Shout out to Quincy.
Have you heard of Destiny's Child?
Really? This is what happens when I leave you in charge of the beginning banter.
So, being that you've heard of Destiny's Child, do you know the beat to Bills, Bills, Bills?
Do I know the what?
The beat to Bills, Bills, Bills. Keep going for me.
But now you're getting comfortable. You doing the things you do no more. Steady making me pay for things your money should be handling.
So, being that I'm done with the song,
I didn't really hear what you were saying. I was trying to beatboxing is a lot harder than people think. I was trying to keep beat. What did you say?
So she said, at first we started out real cool. Taking me places I ain't never been, but now you're getting comfortable. You ain't doing the things you did no more. Now you steady making me pay for things. Listen, you steady making me pay for things your money should be handling.
Good for nothing type of
brother.
A silly me.
So this is what happens when I try to do the intro.
Haven't I found another?
Go ahead.
A baller. When times get hard, I need someone to see. This is why y'all grew up wanting our money.
So that leads me to my question: have you ever? God damn it!
All right, sorry. What?
Have you ever paid a young lady's bills?
No.
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 What are you, 33?
I'm 33. I'm big about that. You know, it's crazy. I feel like, okay, this has a two-part answer.
Mm-hmm.
I have paid a bill.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I have paid a bill in a way that, to me, isn't the same.
Okay.
Feel like paying bills, splurging on women, buying bags, all that kind of stuff, is stuff that some men use as a substitute for their actual game.
Okay.
I feel like the same way that some people are bullied and they become cops and start just harassing people,
mm-hmm.
some people get a lot of negative play from women and then get rich and they don't really know how to handle women, you know?
Okay.
I think 21 Savage said it best after he split from Amber Rose. He was just saying, like, a lot of these niggas ain't really used to being with real women like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if we not together anymore, you could still take care of shit. It's not that big of a deal. You know, like, mm-hmm. he was just saying some stuff that was just, like, not really, you're not used to a rapper hearing.
But when he says you can still take care of shit, is he meaning paying her bills and stuff?
I think he was talking about a mixture of, like, just dealing with other men in her life, but also, mm-hmm. like, still taking care of everything he
needed. So how does that speak to your point of not paying any bills if he's saying, like, oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that some men use that as game, like, mm-hmm. I'm paying your bills to get you to like me.
Okay.
Whereas I would absolutely never do that. Because to me, it's like, I wouldn't even want that to be a factor in why somebody likes me.
But
you know, even if that gets me the vajayjay.
But what about after they already like you?
So here's the thing. for me, something like splurging has to be a personal choice. Mm-hmm. It has to be like, man, this woman has either done something that I'm so appreciative for, or I'm just I, you know, there's an event happening that I really, really want to get her something. You know what I mean? It's this new age of women that are like entitled. They're just like, you my man, I want a Birkin. You know what I mean? Oh, you can't, and then the consequence, instead of just being like, oh, you can't get it right now, or you don't want to get it right now, is like, and this is the effects of social media. It's just like, well, shit, there's hella men out there that can get me a Birkin. Mm-hmm. Let me go after these rappers, blah, 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 blah. And all these dudes who aren't necessarily broke, but just like raised a certain way,
Why do we always jump to Birkin? Birkin is like the top tier. Birkin bags, $100,000. You know, some but bags are $100,000.
Rappers run our culture. But you know that.
Yes and
hip-hop
no.
Hip-hop runs our culture.
I feel like it does and it doesn't. Because there's a huge population of us that are not influenced by rappers. So there are some that are. But
are you talking
feel
about
like
women?
I'm talking about women and men.
Okay, well, let's back up real quick.
I'm just talking about our culture, because you said our culture is influenced by rap, and I'm saying
I'm talking about
not
men
necessarily.
Though. I'm talking about men though.
But not
because women run the actual culture.
Mm-hmm.
Men just tell us what makes y'all happy. So
I don't know.
Rappers give us the information. Y'all run the culture. But we get the info from the rappers.
I'm gonna say this. I don't know any woman. And I know a lot of women that's ever asked their guy for a Birkin. It's just, it's a social media thing. I don't think it's practical. So a woman has asked you to buy her a Birkin before?
Not at all. No.
And I've never asked anyone to buy me a Birkin. And I don't know anyone who has.
Okay. I'm not blaming women for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you guys run the culture. So basically whatever you guys do, whatever you guys want, whatever you guys invent is the golden standard for other women and men, because who falls in line with you guys? Black men. And then who falls in line after that? Other men.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of the culture.
Okay.
Not in terms of importance or any of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the culture. So when we have something like rappers deal with a certain kind of woman.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We don't know that. We just see them with all the women. We just assume they get all the women, all the fine women. So we listen to what they say, even though they're not talking about all women, because that's the information that we get.
Okay.
So that's why a lot of the toxicity happens, because they're dealing with one type of woman who likes a certain thing, and then they relay the information to us, and we're like, oh, okay, women want Birkins. Well, then you inform us, like, no, not all of us want that. But we're hearing about the women who hang around with rappers who are the women who want
I think it became a trend on social media to discuss it, but I don't think that actually transitioned to real life.
That's because rappers are the main ones who can afford it, because they talk about it.
Well,
just talk about it on a different way, and it seems like rappers or people, dudes with money who hear about, you know, from what you guys like and then relay it to the rest of the culture, they kind of mess things up, because now there's arguments within regular relationships because one of them feels like they deserve more, whether it's the woman feeling like they need better gifts or the man feeling like he needs to have more money and have more status.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all kind of like messed up, because now you have niggas that can't afford Birkins getting pressed like, why don't I have this?
I don't disagree. I don't disagree that I feel like social media is what really is influencing more relationships versus the rappers, because a lot of people look at the rappers and they're like, not necessarily like, oh, this guy is cool. Everything about this guy is cool and what he's doing with his women is
cool. Isn't
that
just the early social media influencer?
But what I'm saying with in the realms of social media, I feel like there are certain topics that can influence relationships, but I don't necessarily. I feel like when people just jump to Birkin, you're jumping to a $30,000 bag when we're talking about getting her hair and nails done and maybe paying the water bill, not $30,000 to $100,000 bag.
I get it.
I'm just talking about as far as just paying a bill or two or...
Well, I think it's great news that not every woman wants a Birkin,
Wait, don't misquote me.
Oh, you do want a Birkin.
I have never asked nor, like, I've never really been the type that's just like, oh, Birkin.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And... out. If one's, if someone wants to buy me a Birkin, I will gladly accept it.
Of course.
Is what I'm saying. But it's not something that I can honestly say if a guy asks me, what do you want for Christmas? A guy I'm dealing with asks me, what do you want for Christmas? I'm not going to say a Birkin bag.
Do you think they...
You know what I'm saying?
Do you like them? Do you think they're dope? Or do you think it's just the culture making...
I think...
You feel like you need one.
So... I feel like there's some of them that appreciate and value. If he's going to get me one of those,
oh, you look at it more rather, of a stock than a purse.
I'd rather him buy me the one that appreciates and value. That way, as I have it, I probably won't ever wear it unless I'm going to a party where Beyonce is going to be or something like that. Okay. You know, outside of that, it's probably
going to... This
isn't really
a conversation for you.
It's well, because it's not practical. The average woman, I don't think, is asking for Birkins.
But I also don't... that's why I started off by saying that the rapper rapping about, I bought her a Birkin, the 6ix9ine who's just like, I'm buying
Birkins.
Right,
he bought all those Birkins for those girls.
They're dealing with a different type of woman. Not necessarily right. than you, but just in general.
Right.
But then when it comes down to you... Now, you're talking about only buy me a Birkin that's worth a stock. That also puts you in a separate category.
Well, I'm saying if somebody's going to buy me that,
right.
it's not going to be a request of mine. But if
right.
somebody I'm dealing with
like I
has
said,
that kind of bread and he's going to get me that, I'm not going to be
category.
Like, don't do that.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
And I think any
you're not
woman.
The person to ask for this.
I think any woman is not going to be like, don't get me a Birkin. I mean, some might be
no,
like,
for sure.
don't. But.
But I think that there are a lot of women who would get a Birkin just. Because it's the trend, because they're expensive.
I don't disagree.
Exactly.
I don't disagree. But when I'm talking about
when I say that you're in a different category, I'm not trying to diss you. I'm saying mm-hmm. that's like you're thinking about it from a business and like a businesswoman point of view,
yeah.
you know? And I feel like you're analyzing it differently mm-hmm. than the women that these rappers are dealing with.
Well, because I'm not really concerned with rappers. And in my argument, I'm not really... When I ask about paying bills and stuff like that, like, have mm-hmm. you paid a woman's bills? I'm not considering what the rappers are doing to spoil women who they're dealing with. I'm
right.
talking about in practical relationships, in your past, you know,
right.
what has stopped you from... So I remember we had this conversation and you said that there are some women that had the audacity. That was your word, the audacity. What did those women do? What
to me?
Uh-huh. You was like, they
oh,
had the
no,
audacity
no, no.
to
I was just
ask
talking
you about paying a bill. And you were like.
Okay. To be perfectly honest, I've had a lot of good luck. You know, like the women I've dealt with, like, I feel like I see through the Hollywood stuff very quickly. Mm-hmm. I feel like rappers deal with women that are constantly on a certain scene looking for a type of person, and if they fit the hot nigga at that time, it's them. But mm-hmm. I like to think that the women I deal with are like very like just because of the image that I put out of like being down to earth and very just like normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the energy that I receive. Because I mean, if you're on Instagram being like, I'm Lil Uzi, I got money phone, you're gonna attract those type of women too. Mm-hmm. But I've just been very, very lucky in the sense that I've, you know, attracted the women I've been around have been like very, very cool, very like.
So
you know,
they've never asked you to pay
interest.
A bill.
No, not at all. So that's basically
oh.
my point.
So
is,
what were you talking about the audacity then?
Because I see it. I'm an observer.
Oh.
Like my whole life has become from even like my family members who knew me as a baby. The one thing that they said is I had big eyes and I was always watching people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy that's how I was as a kid, because that's how I am now. I'm just always watching people, always collecting information. So when I talk about like audacity and all that stuff, mm-hmm. I learn from a lot of other people's situations, especially mm-hmm. negative stuff, because mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with anything negative. I like mm-hmm. having just fun all the time. when I see people like
this
oh
guy.
You know, so I think that when it comes to stuff like that, you know, I feel like women who are really, really into me know what it is, you know? But at the same time, it's
so
like,
you've never even had the, you've never even had the want to want to like pay for a girl's hair, nails, like never?
Nope.
Wow.
The only time I've ever paid for something that was just 100% like a bill was a woman that I was dealing with that I really liked, and she was really, really cool. She didn't ask at all. She just fell on some hard times, and I was paying her basically to, I was commissioning her for something totally separate anyways. And
oh, this is somebody you work with?
Not really. It was more of somebody who was like a creative who was making stuff for other companies. And I asked her to do something very, very small for me. But then I found out about her situation and just tipped her enough.
Oh, to take care of it?
To stay in her spot, you know?
Okay.
Damn. Yeah.
This is like a rent. So you paid a rent?
I did.
Holy shit, Pat.
But this wasn't, but you got to think, like, this wasn't like, I'm trying to smash, I'm trying to splurge.
Not to say any, you know, intentions, I mean? Like, behind it, but.
But I'm just saying, like, that is usually used as a mechanic to try to get somebody to like them. And
but
that
I
was
think,
just,
I don't think that that's true, though. Well, I don't think that's fully true. I think that's in the beginning stages. But I can attest that I feel like more often than not in relationships, men are paying bills for women that already like them and that they like.
But that becomes the standard, you know.
But
what
I've
mean?
I've been in relationships where he was like, "Pay, get out of here! Like, what are you talking about?" So they've paid.
But that's
first. But we were already.
What you mean, like your specific bills, or just like stuff that you guys do together?
My bills, stuff we do together.
Well, that okay. So that's the middle ground, because my father always taught me like, it's your responsibility. So when it comes to stuff that we do together, like, I've never had that weird, like, that weird moment that it seems like every woman has gone through, where the bill comes and the dude starts acting weird or asks to split. Like, that is, like, I could be having the worst date of all time and I'll still take care of it. Because to me, it's like, I'm not going if I can't afford it, period. So I'm not going to be there if I don't afford it.
But as far as even for a woman that already likes you, if you got into a relationship with a woman, you ain't paying shit. And she know that. She know that up front.
Yeah, because I think that
Pass it. These pockets are mine.
First of all, that's way too attachy for me, because I think that once a woman depends on you for that type of stuff, then becomes too much.
What if she doesn't necessarily depend on you for it? Well, but it's something, a nice gesture that you do. I'll say this. I am the type, now I've had a couple bills paid before in my life, but most of the time I've had to take care of things on my own. And I've dealt with guys who make a shit ton of money. And it seems like those ones that make a shit ton of money are the ones that spend the least on women. Like, it is the craziest thing that I've ever seen. And I've seen, and
you're,
I've been in a relationship.
Dudes with not that much money be splurging like crazy?
Yes. Dudes with not as much money will spend more on you than a guy with a whole bunch of money sometimes. Because
yeah,
I mean, know,
you
it's
say
they're...
you told the story about the millionaire who didn't give you $100.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, in those, sometimes they just want to do something nice. You know, not necessarily that you depend on it, that you need it. It was a boyfriend of mine who I didn't ask for anything. You know, then I was always taking care of myself. I always take care of my shit, and I never ask for money. That is just my one thing where I was like, I just don't feel comfortable asking for money. So I have set up my life to where I make enough money that I don't have to ask for shit from anybody. You know, I've set it up to where I can make automatic payments. Set up automatic payments. But then even with the amount that I make, if he just goes and sends a, like, you know, $150 to get your nails done, it's like, that was really nice. You didn't have to. But I think it says for someone who already likes you, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to look at it like, you know, I did something nice for
that
her.
That doesn't
or
really, that doesn't feel, that feels like a spontaneous gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that's not in the same category to me as bills. Like,
it is a bill though.
It is.
Nails is a bill.
It is.
Hair
but at the
is a
same
bill.
Time, like, I'm not saying you don't.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
But at the same time, like, people need to understand the game of it. The
okay.
reason why it's always called a game. The reason, you know what I mean? There's rules, and it's like for me, I know my intentions. I know what I'm trying to do, and I know that it's not negative. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like if you're like a villain and you know you have negative intentions, mm-hmm. you have to own up to that. Like, my intentions aren't good, so I'm gonna have to be a little, you know, but I feel like I know what I'm doing and I know my intentions, but I have to compartmentalize that and learn the game, because mm-hmm. it's like a lot of people take their own views into these games and they constantly get beat by the people who don't have these views, and they're just like, mm-hmm. what's going on, as opposed to kind of just seeing how it's played and seeing how you fit into it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I know that, yes, there's plenty of women who never ask.
Right.
You know, I've dealt with women who've said the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I never ask for money. And I respect the hell out of that, because mm-hmm. one thing that I find attractive is women that just do their own shit. Do mm-hmm. I think that they have to? Absolutely not. I think mm-hmm. that as structurally as society, like, we've been fixed to a place where it's like, man does this, woman does this, mm-hmm. you know? And if a woman believes that, that's totally fine.
I feel like things are shifting, though, a little bit, though, because
absolutely.
I feel like now women are coming into a lot more money than I think we
exactly.
had access to in the past. So
but
now
I
it's
love
like,
that.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, then.
I love that.
Know.
But traditional men.
It changes
men,
the game a bit,
traditional
too.
Men be hating on that shit.
Yeah.
Because especially if they're not keeping up with the women, they feel like less than.
Mm.
I'm never worried about that, because from the beginning I was just struggling. I was just focused on mm-hmm. myself. So for me, it's like, I don't expect the woman to do all that stuff, but if they do, that's way more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm way more attracted to like women who are like entrepreneurs and got their own shit, because that automatically takes what I have out of their intentions for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a gold digger and I just want a woman with money,
mm-hmm.
but their intentions, it automatically takes out, because I have been with women who just want me for specific things like money, or even before mm-hmm. I had money, just the clout, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that
oof,
from our perspective, yeah, oh my God, because I had clout
like?
way before I had money, huh?
What does that look like? A woman who wants you, yeah, what does that look like?
I think I've even told the story on this podcast actually, but like
that woman that wanted to show you off. Oh, like
no, I've
like
dealt
FaceTime,
with
FaceTime. Like.
No, even not even that. I've dealt with women who have literally said to people around me that they like being with me because they get to be in a lot of pictures and they can promote their own self.
No way.
Like literally said like. I get to take a lot of pictures and promote my own brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I've had guys be like, oh yeah, I want to be with you. You're my little trophy. And I'm like,
oh, I could only imagine.
Huh.
I could only imagine.
Okay.
But it's like, once you deal with that enough,
mm-hmm.
because obviously someone who walks into really any room, but let's just focus on like a cloudy room
mm-hmm.
with you on their arm
mm-hmm.
is going to get exactly what they want.
Right.
Period.
For sure.
But if you...
And I can attest, I've walked down the street with this nigga.
No, I was talking
about...
I
tell you, every seven steps, this is like, yo,
I'm talking about
the
attention you get, though.
Well, I'm saying people approaching just...
Oh.
Period, based off of the strength of your clout, I could see a woman being like, oh shit, like
oh,
as many people
well,
that approach you.
But what I meant was you would give the man clout.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, me.
Right, mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying, so you know that. Mm-hmm. You know that if you go into like a sceney place with somebody, you give that man clout. Yeah. But if you knew that that man would get clout walking in by himself, I'm sure you wouldn't think like, oh, he's only using me for this because he has a portion of that covered. Obviously, you would still help, you know, but I think that's a big part of it. So it's like if they do their own thing, that's immediately kind of wiped off of my red flag list because they could get that on their own. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Woo. That's
it's a lot, right?
It's deep.
It is
deep. But if you
oh, so the bill paying thing.
Yeah. So you've said in the last or you said to me before, you'll never live with a woman, right? You'll never live with anybody. You probably won't. That's not your thing to pay bills.
I have paid a bill, but it was it was not asked for. I just did it on my own.
Have you ever flewed a girl out? Flewed out?
No.
Never flewed a girl out. Okay, ladies. So, I'm just going to let you know now, if you're watching this, which you are, because I've seen you guys in the comments. Just know, don't have expectations.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, because I do spend money on women.
Oh, shit. Wait, I don't understand. That just confused the hell out of me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a lot of podcasts. I just realized which one I said this on. My thing is like, it's two things. It's the, did they ask or did they deserve it? You know what I mean? Mm. I know women who press niggas about how much they're spending on them. And if they don't spend it, then they're out. And that for me is like,
that is crazy.
Like, how much did you really want to be seen next to that person? Some of these dudes aren't even, sorry guys, some of these dudes ain't even smashing the girls that they're seen with. They're just paying for it,
so
you know?
Some are.
No, some are, but some aren't.
I'd like to tell you that some of the women's stories that you hear are not necessarily true. So those women that say, he bought all this for me and I didn't have to do anything,
really?
I would caution you to fully believe that because these niggas act they ass. Even the low level acting ass when they do something for you and you don't give up the ass, you ain't getting big ticket items and not giving up.
I saw that video of that dude cussing that girl out. And what's crazy is by the end of the video, looked really dumb. He was just like, I bought all this stuff, I flew her out, and now he's not trying to fuck. I was like, you press record?
That is the energy that you get from not giving. So these women that talk about, I don't have to give him no ass, I don't have to suck no dick, I don't have to show no titties, I don't have to show no pussy, I don't have to do nothing, and this nigga is buying me all this stuff.
But just like I said, some niggas are built different. Some of these women are built real different.
I'm just telling you.
I know women
had the game of who are you don't have to do anything, I just want to get this for you. And I'm like,
no, once you said that, I was like, hell yeah, fully believe that. But some of these women out here are savages.
Absolutely.
And I know situationships that I know he didn't smash. Mm-hmm. Not even based on what she told me, based on how he acts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, he's like a bottomless well based on how she plays it. It's all based on
but
how
those
they play
are,
it.
Those are more unique situations than what people like to make it seem like it's more common. People like to make it seem like that's a common thing that's happening, and it's not. Those are like the bottomless wells of not smashing is very, 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 very slim.
Well, anytime money is involved, it's smashing is more than likely involved.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I've actually had women, this was probably one of the craziest. And I was just joking too. This woman told me that she was into girls, and she was dating this rich dude. And it seems like, and this could be just the storytelling, but it seems like every girl I talk to that talks to a rich dude, he knows he's rich and just says wild shit.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
They
just
my God.
They're just like, this is what it
is. I told you some of the things.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't speak like a rich nigga yet. Can't wait. I heard that he basically had her going out to the clubs to get women because she liked women.
Oh, okay.
So he was just like, my thing is threesomes. Get me some bitches, right?
Okay.
And that worked for her. She was like, I like being with women more than men. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. I forget exactly what happened, but he did something, not sexually, but just did something to piss her off.
Uh-oh.
And she was talking to me, and she was basically like, yeah. It was so weird how she phrased it, though. And that's how I know she was just, like, trying something, right? Mm. She was basically just like, I'm not really fucking.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I'm not talking with that anymore. I used to bring him bitches, but fuck it. Mm-hmm. So me, my nigga ass was just like, damn.
You I was like,
hang on, hang on. I was like, damn, he really dropped the ball on that, huh? Well, I mean, I was like, shit, if you need a dude to, you know, bring bitches to, because before this moment, before I said that, she was talking about it like it was the best thing ever.
The greatest thing ever.
She was just like, I prefer bitches. Mm-hmm. This was an ideal situation for me. Mm-hmm. I was bringing him girls. We was having threesomes, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. But he fucked it up. I forget what that part was. But then I just came in. I was just like, well, if you need a replacement.
Nigga them.
If you need a replacement for that dude, it seems like he really fucked up, but I think I'll step up to it.
But what's the fuck up? He wasn't paying?
No.
What was
but
the fuck up?
But here's the thing. I tried to slip in on the sexual tip. Uh-huh. Listen, I even told you the thing on this episode what that girl told me. I've never been talked to this straightforward before in my entire life. And I appreciated it because it gave me insight into that world. Mm-hmm. This bitch said, when I offered to replace that, she was like, yeah, well, he was also paying a lot of bills and like he would like buy us stuff. So it was super easy for me to get this other girl.
Absolutely.
Because I would be like, yo, come fuck with him.
Absolutely.
He'll get you X, Y, Z. And I was just like, I kid you not, I was just like, oh, well, good luck with that then.
I'm going to tell
But in
you.
My mind, I was like, wow, this is really like a business transaction. Every rich nigga in movies, when they wake up, there's always two bitches just doing whatever. And it's like, I always thought like, okay, status, they mm-hmm. like you. It is 100% invoiced.
Some of that is. But the ones who are actually putting out, like actually smashing, like I have no opinions on that because that seems to me very obvious, you know, what's happening. But yeah, the type of industry that we're in and I'm in as far as the modeling and stuff like that, like I know plenty of women that will approach me because some rich guy wants to play or whatever. And so
that's
they'll
what
be
it's
like,
called.
So when they approach me with the situation, because being single, you know, single and having the I don't want to say clout, but being single and, you know, being known, popular on social media or whatever, when guys see you, if they'll find the mutual friend that you have that they may know. So mutual friends on social media is a big thing.
Whoa.
So they will look like, oh, they meet a chick or whatever. If they want to fuck with me and they see that she's a mutual friend of mine, then it is her job to get the man facts report.
Because of money?
So it's...
They pay her for that?
No, they don't pay her for that. But if he's like, hey, bring your friend... Then when she comes to me, she's like, hey, do you want to come hang out with such and such? We're going to be on a yacht.
Oh, so they never hit you up.
No, the guy doesn't. It's the girl that's like, hey, I know this guy who is rich and he plays for such and such. Or
they never talk to you.
Type of businessman.
But they set it up.
The man doesn't. No, it's the man saying, bring your friends, but he knows that she's a mutual friend of yours. So it's like, bring that friend. So in order to bring
that
friend.
But they sought out the mutual.
Yes. It's like, bring your friends. So if a guy meets a baddie or whatever, and he wants to take her and her friends on a trip, he'll go through the mutuals.
Oh, the tactics.
Like, yeah. He'll look to see, oh, if you know that chick or whatever. It's like, oh, bring that one. But when she comes back to the other girl, she has to say, hey, do you want to go on a trip with this African billionaire who, you know, we're going to go on a yacht, we're going to Jamaica.
And it seems like a woman invite. Wow.
Right.
These niggas have the same marketing tactics as influencers.
Yeah, so I've never gone. I've never gone on any of these trips before, but it's just interesting to see, you know, like, okay, this is, and honestly, if I was going to consider going on any of these, I would need that information.
You wouldn't?
I would, for sure, because I'm not going to go.
If he just asks you.
Yeah, if I'm just
so
like,
it's like
yeah, you're just asking
that
me to
original,
come.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That
yes.
original ask.
That
oh my
it has
God,
to come. So that's why when you said it was her job to go and get chicks and he was like paying for stuff, she had to go to her home girl or go to these girls and be like, yes, here's the man facts report.
You ever been scouted like that?
I've been scouted, but like I said, I've never gone like.
Has it been through a woman or the man directly?
I've been scouted through a entourage member.
It's that's like, the same
hey, such and such
thing.
Wants your number. Such and such wants your number. That's but I already had a crush on the such and such.
Right.
So
that's the same thing though.
It didn't matter. He didn't offer no money. He didn't offer. I knew exactly who he was. I already had a crush on him. So his entourage member coming up to me being like, hey, such and such wants your number. Like, is that okay? I'm like, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, I didn't need any type of fluffing, you know? So being that I didn't need any fluffing, his entourage member approaching me was like, okay, cool. But I have had like women and I'm like, that sounds
but
like
if
fun.
But if the dude wasn't famous, if it was just some African billionaire, they would just be
you
like,
need the facts.
Tell your friend because to I've, bring this friend.
No. I lied. I have gone, but it was not, I didn't fly anywhere.
Gone somewhere. Where?
I have gone to an event where my girl hit me up and was like, it's going to be such and such, such and such, such and such, girl. You could probably get this, 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 and that. And I'm like, okay. It was a party. And so I went, and boy, when I tell you, it was not really a party. It was a...
orgy.
No, but it was a pick who you want and pay her to go to another thing. So I just left.
Wait,
I
hey,
ate the food
hey,
and I left.
Wait a minute. Okay.
So my homegirl right, invited
on,
me
on.
To a party.
I just realized that this show is my access into the underbelly of Los Angeles. Please start from the beginning.
Okay, so my homegirl hit me.
Also, this show is not having any threads in it.
No threads? Okay.
Hell
no.
Nah.
Threads? Okay.
No threads.
Okay, so my homegirl hit me up and was like, these African businessmen are throwing a party or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay.
African
cool. Yeah, it was African businessman.
Scam.
Super scam. You know, she was like, oh, come to the spot. I don't remember. It was a hotel party. So I should have known. Penthouse party. Ooh. And so, you know, I was like, oh, okay, no problem. I ain't doing nothing. You know, I hadn't planned on doing nothing that day. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I can build some connections or something. I'm always thinking like a businesswoman. I am always thinking like a businesswoman. So I go to this or whatever.
You don't have to say that. It's okay for you to just want to have fun and go to a party.
But I'm always thinking like a businesswoman when it comes down to, if you're saying like we're these type of people are going to be there, it triggers business for me. Okay. So if you're like, oh, we're going to a celebrity party, or are we going to, you know, like Chris Brown's birthday party?
Aiko,
I'm not thinking business.
Beyonce gonna be there. I'm gonna be like, okay, right. That's business. Not. But you know, I'm gonna be thinking.
But that's not business for me. If Beyonce's gonna be there, that strikes my like, I would be starstruck the day
what
that
is
I
African
meet.
Businessman doing that so, would
investment.
Correlate.
Investment.
You are such a liar.
Investment. Let me tell you.
You are such a liar.
Men use investing into your business as a way in.
Absolutely.
So if I'm thinking like a businesswoman and I'm like, you might, I might get some type of investment because I'm always.
I don't know
I'm
about
always,
these techniques. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so I'm always thinking about business and. But I'm not willing to do certain things to get it.
Suck dick.
I'm not willing to. I'm not willing to. I can't.
I'm
so
trying
I
to wonder
went
if,
to this.
Would I eat pussy for a $300 million?
Oh, $300 million? Oh, yeah.
You suck some dick for that?
$300 million?
You suck some dick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure.
I'm glad you're real about it.
Yeah.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I would eat an old pussy for that.
Yeah, 300 million. Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling.
300,000.
300,000, no.
Well, you gave you gave a yes. I had to test the waters.
Yeah, no.
All right, go ahead.
Not 300K. So I'm like, okay, cool. I go to this hotel, and it's like five businessmen and like seven girls. So I'm like, what kind of fucking party is this?
So even.
So I'm like, no.
You're the eighth girl?
Yeah, so
that's a great ratio.
So I'm just
eight
like
British, five niggas.
So there was food.
What kind
was,
of food?
There was jollof rice. That was
shit.
The first time I had that.
To so a nigga, this is popping. To you, this
so
is trash.
Food, no, the food was good. So I'm like, oh shit. Like, okay, it's a small gathering.
Hotel party.
But yeah, it's a
that
hotel party.
Told you everything
small
you
gatherings. So one of the guys there, he's heavier set in
fat
stature.
As fuck. Chunky.
He took a liking to me, but his conversation was very interesting. I'm green, so I'm not really thinking about fucking.
At a hotel party?
At a hotel party, I'm not really thinking about fucking because it was so many people in there and it was a vibe. It was fun. It was fun. So
vibes lead to sex.
But women, I feel like women are not.
Why don't you understand that?
I feel like women are not always thinking about sex in those environments necessarily. And
in a hotel
I think
with
men
a nigga?
Are, like I said, it was about 15, 16 people there. You know, so it wasn't a sexy vibe. Like, people were laughing. People were having conversations. Yes, people were drinking. People were eating.
Niggas don't laugh in a sexy
games.
Vibe.
I'm just saying, like, you try to make it seem like we got fucking candles lit and everybody's sitting there, like, rubbing on themselves. Like, no, it's not. It wasn't
niggas
like that.
Niggas invited an even amount of women to but, rich niggas' hotel room, penthouse.
So you, of all people, should be able to understand, because I feel like if given in this situation, you
what that
might
mean?
I'm saying you sometimes you act like clueless about certain shit, so you would understand like anybody being clueless in a situation like
key
this
word in that sentence act clueless. I always well, act clueless.
Okay, so whatever it is what I'm saying is the vibe was not a sexy vibe like you're trying to make it seem. It wasn't. So somebody like myself coming in not in a sex thinking mood, I'm not there on that vibe at all.
Rich and Niggas I didn't Hotel
know.
Party.
No, I didn't know these people. So it's not like I knew this guy and I'm like, oh, he be on some bullshit.
You
so
knew,
I
you
know.
You had to knew a nigga but to I know?
I didn't know. So my homegirl that invited me did not wrap the present like that. And sometimes they do. Most of the time, your homegirl's going to let you know what the deal is.
How so? Like, she'd be like, you got to fuck if you come here?
She's not going to say you got to fuck, but she'll say, you know, they looking for something specific he's willing to pay.
What does that mean?
Meaning he's... Trying to fuck? What you mean what that mean? Like, you said you act clueless. Like, girl, you understand what I'm saying.
Like, you, so, you would fuck for some money?
Yes. Like, he's willing to pay you to fuck.
And she said that?
Girls will say that, yes.
Okay, I was confused because you literally said that she didn't say nothing like that.
She didn't. That's okay. What I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you that there are certain situations where your homegirl will wrap the present to where you know exactly what's in the box. And this was not a situation like that. She didn't make it seem like this is what was happening in this situation. I've been to plenty hotel parties before where that wasn't the case.
Right.
You know, where people, it was literally a small gathering. People vibed. People had fun. And then they left and went to their respective parties or clubs or wherever they was going to go without fucking. So I've been in that situation plenty of times before to where it didn't turn into something that was uncomfortable. This was not one of those situations.
Okay.
And so
seems like once it would I start, be more than likely.
Yeah, once I niggas. Start figuring out like, oh, shit, like I'm in a situation here. I had to get myself out of that. He was pissed off at me. He offered to pay
pissed
me.
Pissed off the big dude?
Uh-huh. He offered
what
to
wait,
pay
what
me.
What was he pissed off about?
Because I said no to his proposition.
What was the proposition?
I'm trying to tell you. I keep saying he offered to pay me, but I was going to tell you he offered to pay me several thousand dollars to spend the weekend with him. $10,000.
I'm trying to ask, like, how did that, you're skipping a lot of...
It's just a conversation. It's a conversation that they have that they pulled you to the side to talk about.
So he was like, talking to you regular, and then all of a sudden he was just like, by the way, I'll pay you $7,000.
No, it doesn't happen like that.
I'm not
like
in this
that.
World. I don't know. I'm a man.
I know, but what you have to do, you have to kind of fill in the blanks a little bit. No, he didn't just be like, hey, I want you to... No, he transitioned the conversation to complimenting me and all this other stuff, complimenting my body until he was like, I want to spend the weekend with you. I'm willing to pay you $10,000 to spend the weekend with you.
God
and I
damn.
Was like, no. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm
what,
just
wait,
not
wait,
really
wait.
Into
what about
that.
You feels like that's normal?
Because I've been propositioned plenty of times for men to pay me to have
but
sex
with
them.
But why is it weird?
So after
I don't
after
know
how
about
many times
pimping.
Do you
and right, this is after, literally prostitution.
How many women does it take to ask you for money for you to understand that women are going to ask you for money? If you
that seemed deep. Say it one more time.
How many times does it take for women to ask you for money for you to understand that women are going to ask you for money? How many times has it had to happen to you to where you get used to it, where you like, okay, I see where this is going, where this conversation is going.
And you think that happened on whose end?
I'm saying it happened on my end. For me, once he start complimenting my body, looking me up and down, you know, during this personal conversation, I knew what time it was. And I was like, oh, shit, here it comes.
Right. But
you know, I just didn't know what number he was going to offer it. And,
okay, but you got to understand that most niggas aren't like that. Most niggas are under the impression that...
Niggas with money, a yeah, lot of them are to, like that.
Yeah, but I have to spend money on an event or food or something like that. A lot of other stuff that she enjoys, mm-hmm. But like...
Some guys cut to the chase.
Some
there is a
okay.
cut to the chase.
Well, I'm
going
to need
there
you to understand
a...
that most don't.
There's
and when there is a big jump, specifically the legalities of a regular conversation to talking about prostitution. Because that's what
well,
he did.
He did, but in those situations, it's like, yeah, we can use legal terms, legal jargon, but at the same time, it's like, no, a nigga is like, I want to give you some money to fuck. And in those conversations, that's what it is. We not think, oh, he thinks I'm a prostitute or nothing like that. Because once he start complimenting my body
no,
and
no,
offering
no.
me
I'm
money,
not, I'm not
I already
saying
knew,
like, oh
like,
my God, he thinks
what time
this
it was.
Is prostitution. I just think that after the act, it would be considered you would be in court for prostitution.
Yeah, but we not thinking about that. We not thinking about nothing like that. I'm not thinking about suing him because he offered me $10,000 to fuck. Like, it's like, okay, you offered
so
that and I'm not. I said no and I left. But I mean, I said no, but I in a nice way, you know, not in no like make him mad or whatever type of way. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm not into it. I've never done anything like that before, and I'm not about to start. And he's, you know, trying to convince me or whatever that it would be a good idea, bump the money up a little bit, 5K. You know, and I'm
started
just like
100,000 and
started at 10,000.
Oh, and then went to 5K?
15.
Oh.
Added 5.
Added 5K.
And I was just like, no, you know, I'm not into it or whatever. That's not my style. It's not anything that I do. So, I left.
Wild.
You know, yeah, it's wild, but I mean.
That literally goes back to, I don't know if it was this episode or the next one.
Not the next one.
I don't know what episode, I don't know what order. It was either the last one of the episode or the next one, but we just talked about this. I don't know. I feel like most dudes just think to just throw a price out there, but it's very risky. That's a very risky thing to do. Not necessarily just for legalities, but it's just like, let's say you're just talking to a woman, and I know I have millions and millions and millions of dollars, and we're just talking, and I'm just like, oh, she's kind of cute. And even if we're vibing, and you're like, oh, he's kind of cute too, all of a sudden I'm just like, all right, 100K. What's up with it?
So the thing is, I think that works for them. I don't think I would have been the first person.
Who's them? The women or the men?
The men. I'm not the because first they don't, person.
That's the main thing I was saying. They don't know how to talk to women.
But let me tell you, I'm not the first person that he's probably approached with that.
No, yeah, of course not.
I'm probably one of the first or one of
the few who denied it. No.
So it works. Works for them and everybody's happy at the end. She get her 10K. He get his nuts but off for the weekend.
Is that a lack of game or is that a lack of time? I don't have enough time to really game her up right now.
I don't want to game her up. There are men that are cut to the chase. I don't want to game her up, so I have money. But I've been approached like that before, and I respected the shit out of him.
Money is something too, because like I've had money. I haven't had money that long, but the allure of me having money has been much longer than I actually have had it. You know what I mean? That's how social media works.
Right.
Jahan has a great bit on set. Jahan Jones. About how he had a million followers on Instagram. He was sleeping on somebody's couch.
Mm-hmm.
And people were coming up to him, staying at the house, like, are you Jahan Joe? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that is a big, rampant thing
social media. I had 300,000 followers, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do to get dinner, you know, by the end of the week.
Haha Davis just did an interview saying he had 3 million and his mom was like, get out my basement. You know, so it's like social media is not equivalent to living. So I feel like at some point, someone who is rich, they have two options. Either they can live off of the allure that they're rich, because if you're rich, Diddy doesn't have to prove he's rich. You know what I mean? If he walks into a room, if you're there, a bunch of girls are going to tap you, be like, that's Diddy, he's a billionaire, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to know what he's about, and people are going to try to fuck him for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there's a whole other side of stuff that happens, and people definitely use money to cut down on time and effort to have to do something from women that they don't necessarily see a future with.
Rich people say, once you
get
more money, you pay a woman to leave, not to come.
I
processed that as women who knew it was a straight-up transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's over, I can pay you to leave, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't process that as, like, these dudes who are, like, weirdly like, oh snap, I'm this person and this woman doesn't like me yet, let me pay all her bills first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
It's desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And women, honestly, more than us, can smell desperation.
Absolutely.
And you guys will more than likely smell it, then take advantage of it, and then not play on it, rather than smell it and leave.
I've used it until it came time to smash. And then I'm like, yo, wait a minute. Because men will package it to look like, I just want to help. I just want to do this. Oh, I saw you were struggling, so let me help you out. I don't want nothing in return like that. You know,
that's
you're
the
such
package.
A good person, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll help you out. And then when they try to smash and you like, hold up, like
everything's
you know?
Reversed. Ashanti just like, you saw the thing with Ashanti?
Mm-hmm.
She was basically saying, like, some dude said, we'll 40K. Make these songs. Don't even worry about it. You're the homegirl. Then all of a sudden he was like, take a shower,
take a shower
with me.
With me. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no. And he was like, all right, well, then these tracks will be 80K. Right. And it's like, bro, that makes niggas look bad across the board. Because it's like, if you want to fuck Ashanti, totally fine. A lot of people do. But don't have such weak ass plans and game to the point where you make all of us look stupid as fuck.
But
because like
is,
you could have made it seem like it was a sex thing from the beginning. You could have, and then she could have made the decision then. You know what I mean?
But how do you stop it when it works for so many other people? The reason they come up with these different and they keep it
that
going is because it works.
Okay, so if you do that with 12 unknown desperate bitch artists and then you try it with Ashanti, Audible. Try something else. I have no like leniency with these niggas who are like doing weird shit to get pussy. Because it's like, bro, you were already in a position where you could have just used your wit, your smarts, your humor, whatever. You were already in there.
But there's whole conversation about celebrity women and the things that they're willing to do for money. Because not everything is as green as it looks. So
okay, if that's the case, I'll do these tracks for some pussy.
Well,
if that's the case, don't say I'll do it
because
you're the home
girl. You can't patch it. You can't. You're not, at least. I don't know. Maybe he got comfortable.
Him saying you the home girl is the most fucked up part.
Right. So you the home girl. I'm gonna do this because you the home girl. Which I've been in that situation plenty of times before where I'm gonna do this because I didn't have money back in the day. You know, I was struggling. I had three jobs, still struggling. Three reputable jobs.
What was your three jobs?
I was working at I was working as an assistant at my school. So I'm a little secretary's assistant at my school. I was working at this little counseling school, and then I had another side job. But I was still not.
Job.
It was a little side job.
It was the only job you didn't specifically name.
It was a little side hustle.
It was a little side hustle.
So I had three jobs and I was still struggling. So because I was living above my means, I will say that is my responsibility for living above my means. But it put me in a position to where, you know, if somebody came around talking that talk, it's like, I hope they're serious. Because I might really need to take them up on their offer, you know.
Wait, you lived above your means, hoping that somebody would contribute at some point?
No, I was still able to take care of myself, but I didn't have much left over. So it was like that leftover, if anything happened, if something happened with my car, if
so
I
you
had
were
to
just
go
playing
anything,
it a little thin.
Too thin to where it was paycheck to paycheck.
Were you kind of hoping somebody would come in?
Absolutely, for sure.
Do pretty girls just kind of know that? It's something weird about us that makes us feel like...
It's a young mindset. It's a young thing.
Right, but also like...
You know, so it is really
something about us makes us feel like if a girl is pretty, they'll be like, maybe someone. But I feel like it's becoming more and more apparent that like if the prettier they are, they're like, all right, at some point, some baller got to come and get me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It was... Like when I say I was really, really young and the young mindset, that is a thing, you know, especially back then when you're not making a whole lot of money. It was not easy to make a whole lot of money when I was in my super early,
right,
you know, my young teens, mid teens, late teens, early 20s. Like it wasn't easy to make a whole lot of money. So, you know, you out here hustling. So when somebody who got this bread comes by and it's like, oh, I'll take care of this or I'll pay for that, you know, and you don't got to do nothing for this. It's like you're hoping that that's really what they're saying. and you're hoping there's no ulterior motive.
It's like a stripper when somebody's like, let me save you from this.
But as you grow up and you get older and you go through enough situations where you've accepted someone's help. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm really sorry about that.
Well, no, you're not. You didn't. The camera probably switched to you on that one.
I really didn't think it was going to happen. I'm sorry.
You did it right in the microphone. Mouth open.
I'm sorry.
So you're really hoping that they're not just doing that so that they can fuck. But as you get older, then you realize after going through that enough where you're like, no, I thought you was just helping me. Like, and then they go off on you and then it's a wrap. Like after that, then you're like, oh, shit. So now I've learned through these experiences, I've learned that people are not just, these guys are not just offering to invest in my business because they really think that it's going to thrive and succeed.
I think I'm gonna get so much money. That's so crazy, like, to me, yeah, that how much niggas will do for it. But like I said, I don't really know how much niggas are willing to do for it, but you guys are, and you guys have learned how to play that game accordingly. Mm-hmm. And I don't have shit to say about it.
I feel think like niggas everybody would got their game and it niggas works would for do who works for
the exact same shit. Mm-hmm. We've done worse.
Oh yeah. If the roles were reversed,
it'd be debauchery.
Oh my God.
That's how I already know.
Just, that's why I know men can't.
That's why I'm rooting for y'all. Like, yay, whatever holes you guys see in the armor, shoot for it. Cause clearly you guys are learning the game and doing something with it. Listen, this has been another episode of Thick Threads. This has probably been the most unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of our unhingedness has just been automatically like, nah, let's just give it to Patreon, right?
Right.
But I feel like now we're like, all right, the audience knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They know who we are. Mm-hmm. If it gets unhinged, it gets unhinged. We only got, this was one big ass thread.
Yes.
We didn't get two threads. We didn't get any facts. But,
I know.
This is one of my favorite episodes. Yes! I'm not even going to lie to you. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Real.
I hope you guys enjoyed it too. Like, this
the
is
real.
It. And give us your input. I want to read these comments because I know you guys have some stories.
They give us the real. And we're going to probably have to do another comment reading video.
Absolutely.
Pretty soon. We haven't done that since the first four episodes.
Right.
And now we're almost, we're coming up on episode 20. So I think it's a good time to talk to the fans again. Yep. But we appreciate you guys for watching. The Threadheads, I think that's the official name.
And we're coming up on 30,000
subscribers.
30,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm. By the time this drops, we will might be past it.
Might
be past it. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate all
like,
you guys.
What are we at? Like 29.3, I think, when I looked.
We're going to be past this.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate you guys for watching. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.